radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea.
I guess the sound is fading out, so I'm going to start talking now. Joining us on the air right now, as he likes to do every once in a while, is Don Wiskin from Extendivite. And Don, welcome to the show, and how are you doing?
Well, I'm actually doing pretty good, considering I've been suffering with a flu for over a week.
You too? I had it earlier in the week myself. I think they dropped another test tube over at the bioweapons lab.
Well, they call it H3N2 here in Canada, and they say that only people under 20 seem to be getting it. And half of our schools were emptied last week. It was so bad. But one guy who works for me, he was off sick for a couple of days. He was, like, really bad. But mm-hmm. I've worked every day, and, you know, I don't know, you feel you've had a cold. Have you worked every day?
Yeah, I was feeling it on Monday, but by Tuesday I had shaken it, and I was joking that, you know, a couple of shots of scotch is probably what did it. But I need to share with you right now, I was talking about your product with my wife Claire the other day. She's taking the liquid, and she says she is definitely feeling an improvement, more energy, more positive mental outlook. I think I'm feeling it too. I hesitate to say that because I'm making a lot of lifestyle changes right now, and there are too many uncontrollable, or rather too many uncontrolled variables to the experiment. But I'm starting to notice that, you know, after I take the Extendivite, I tend to be more up and energetic and positive.
Well, I like to say that some people take about 6 months to really start noticing things because, you know, it's not something that happens overnight. But for those that are really sick, they seem to be, it seems to work fast, and then it just kind of levels out and just keeps working and working. But, you know, one of the things I've always said, Michael, is that this helps us to defend ourselves against, you know, flus and viruses and what's to come. And, you know, they're working on the H5N1. They've already got it in the test tube, but now we have H3N2 running through our schools. And I don't know what I got this week.
You know, I'm beginning to think they name these flu viruses with a Yahtzee set or something. You know, they just throw the dice. We're going to call this, you know. I want to get on to another topic, and it relates very much back to the situation about what is in your product is all natural, all organic, no GMO, no fillers. We have been talking all week long about the obvious link between SSRIs and these extreme acts of violence that have become, sadly, all too commonplace in the United States of America. We know that the pharmaceutical industries are trying to take the focus off the SSRIs. The U.S. government's trying to keep the focus on the guns. But yesterday, we had a caller into the show who shared with me that one of the ingredients in a prescription medication, one of the SSRIs, was sodium lauryl sulfate. And I'm scratching my head over this one because if you look up sodium lauryl sulfate, it is known to be toxic, especially if taken orally, and it's listed as an ingredient in these capsules for gabapentin, which I think they also call Neurontin. And I checked a few other medications online last night, and I keep seeing it over and over again. And I'm wondering, do these pharmaceutical industries, they're trying to make us sicker? I don't understand why a known toxic chemical is included in the ingredients for these prescription medications. It doesn't make any sense at all to me. And
no.
You know, one of the things I keep hammering on when I talk to people about Extendivite, all of the stuff that is in it is from nature, it is organic, it is not GMO, there are no chemicals in there that are in there just because it was cheap to buy to fill up the capsule so it looks like we're getting our money's worth. And, you know, I'm not a Christian Scientist. You know, I don't want to go to doctors. I don't want to go to a hospital. I would if I had a serious medical condition. But at the same time, you know, I'm just so afraid of going that route after all the horror stories we've been hearing. Now, we're coming to the end of this segment. We've got to take a commercial break. But when we come on back, and I know we've said it time and time again about this idea that we should be avoiding these concocted chemicals from Big Pharma that are being forced on us now. Now they're forcing children to undergo vaccinations and forcing cancer treatments on people. We've lost control over our own bodies, and I think that's a very dangerous circumstance. We'll be right back with Don Wiskin after these words from our sponsors.
Michael Anthony, Private Stock, your source for all natural, high quality, affordable, energizing, rejuvenating, powerful, healing herbal formulas. Hi, I'm Michael Anthony. Over 25 years ago, I designed my own line of herbal formulas to serve as allies in defending the body's health and well-being. My product line is a complete arsenal of protection. To find out more about my exclusive formulas, call 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's exclusive herbal formulas.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. And hello, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Don Wiskin from Extendivite. And over the break, I got an email, which frankly was a little abusive. But he basically, the question he was asking is, you know, why do you want to trust something that has not been through clinical trials? And my response to that is, it's the stuff that's been through the clinical trials that's killing people right now and driving them crazy. And I want to hit the point here. You don't need a clinical trial on stuff that humankind has been using for centuries. You only need clinical trials for one of these newly concocted molecules that have never existed before in the world. And we already know from what happened with, well, GMO corn, for example, the clinical trials are very often subject to fraud and politicking, as it were. At this point, I'm far less inclined to trust anything that's been through clinical trials and FDA approved, as opposed to something that my grandparents were using without any problem. There are no surprises in any of these ingredients. So, Don,
I would like to add to that, though, Michael. Right now we're in the process of applying for an NPN in Canada, and that's a natural health product number, which basically all of the herbs in our product have to meet these standards, and they've already come up with the monographs saying that these herbs can do this, and this is making it easy for us to get licensed. But I have been doing this for 14 years, and I take it every day of my life, and I listen to people all the time, and I understand exactly what he's saying. But, you know, when you were talking about the SSRIs, I looked it up on the Internet. I mean, everything's there in front of us. My mother was on Paxil in 1998 when she died, and that is a antidepressant. She was 78 years old. And the first thing that I saw here says, study shows antidepressants increase rare stroke risk. Well, my mother had a stroke 3 days after quitting Paxil because she wasn't sure what was going on. They were treating her for anxiety, and they put her on these SSRIs for anxiety when really, from what I've seen over my last 15 years involved in this heart business, anxiety for somebody like my mother came from heart-related problems, but mm-hmm. because they were unable to treat it, they treated her like she was depressed and gave her Paxil, which has a history of causing suicide in young children. And
yes.
right here it says strokes, rare forms of strokes in adults.
Well, I'm looking at the label of the Extendivite bottle here, and it contains valerian, which is a natural calmative that helps you deal with anxiety. So if she'd been taking Extendivite, she wouldn't have needed the SSRIs. And at this point, I don't think anybody should be on SSRIs. Given
I didn't have my heart attack until 98. She died in January. I had my heart attack in June, and I didn't get involved in this until February of 99. So, mm-hmm. you know, everything took a little time. I really wish I had had it because, you know, my mother would have lived, well, her mother was 94 and my mother was 78. So there was a good chance she could have made it if she had had something like this. But, you know, the toxin level has changed so much since the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And, you know, we're just battling everything all the time. It's something we can't do anything about it. But I can't go back in time and help my mother. All I can do is say, hey, this is what I saw, this is what mm-hmm. I gathered, this is what I put together. And then at the same time, because Extendivite is my baby, you know, I'm making sure that Health Canada is going to give us a natural health product number that we can put on there so that we can say, I know it's in Canada, but America's following this very, very closely because, you know, they want to do more with natural supplements because they're seeing exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs are not doing the jobs that we really thought they would. And, you know, people are running to too many of them. I can't tell you how many people have told me that they believe their spouses passed away from way too many pharmaceutical drugs every day.
I'm convinced that my youngest brother, who we lost a little over a year ago, was basically doctored to death because when his medicine chest was cleaned out, we found two prescription medications, which according to the PDR, are never supposed to be prescribed together. And they can cause exactly the symptoms that he died of. And he was in the middle of a health kick. He was hiking three times a week. He'd lost a lot of weight. He was looking really good. And then he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, oh, your cholesterol is way too high. Have this and this and this and this. And the next thing you know, he suffers a permanently a debilitating stroke. And a few months later, he suffered a massive heart attack. And these two medications, if you were taking them together, they cause your muscle fibers in the heart to start sloughing off, and they get stuck in places they ought not to get stuck in. And yeah, it's just it's all driven by money. It's just all about selling the product, and we're learning more and more of these products don't always do what they're supposed to do, and more, they're very dangerous. And I can't imagine somebody watching one of these TV commercials from the pharmaceutical companies on TV where it says, if you take this, it'll make your hair shiny. And then there's that fast voice at the last end said, you know, you could die from this. You know, your nose could fall off and the rest of it. And people aren't paying attention to that. And they still go to the doctor and say, I saw this wonderful commercial for this new drug that's going to allow me to do whatever. And, you know, people, those disclaimers are there for a reason, because the medical companies want to be able to say, you can't sue us, we did warn you. And you got to pay attention to that.
Yeah, and it is so sad. You know, what happened with all of this, Michael, Canada was actually the test market for the pharmaceutical companies to do their advertising, because they were taking tobacco and alcohol off of television. So they mm-hmm. had to come up with somebody else who had lots of money to be able to fill in those advertising spots. And who better than, you know, the drug companies who have billions of dollars. They have so much money, they want to own the rights to our food.
Well, they're already doing that. That's Monsanto's business plan, to monopolize global food production so that you're not allowed to use legacy seeds, you're not allowed to use the natural variants. You will have to go to Monsanto and buy their seeds, and they're hideously expensive. And they're going to create a monopoly. They're trying to do to the world with their seeds, you know, what the U.S. government is trying to do to the world with petroleum. You know, you're going to have to come to America to get access to this stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, but, you know, all we can do is what we think is right, and if we think taking a natural product like Extendivite is right, if the garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, if it seems to you that this is something that may help, time is the greatest benefactor here, because everything that happens to us happens over time. It took years and years before there was enough plaque in my arteries to cause me to have a heart attack, but then it only took a year or so, and, well, it wasn't even that. 7 months, my doctors could not find the damaged heart tissue. 35% of my heart was damaged, and they could not find any blockages. I had a 95% blockage in one artery, which they stented, 75% in the rest, which they were hoping I would be able to exercise out. And 7 months after taking the garlic cayenne drops, I had a weird feeling in my chest. I went to my doctor. She sent me in for the test. That weird feeling was blood and oxygen back in my dead heart tissue. She took me off the medication I was on.
You hit an important point here. This has to be done slowly, because one of the problems that we're finding with, like, these statin drugs that go after arterial plaque is they cause it to fall off in large chunks. And those chunks, again, they get stuck in places they ought not to get stuck in, and they can lead to stroke and heart attack. I mean, statins are now very critical. So anything, if your body has problems and you need to correct it, it has to be done slowly over time in order to minimize the risk.
That's right. And the cholesterol, the plaque buildup, is really just a Band-Aid because of the damage that's been done in the muscle of the artery, because arteries are muscles, and so they get infected. And the cholesterol is just a Band-Aid until the body can repair that damage, but we're not getting the right nutrients in our diet to repair that, and that's where Extendivite comes in, giving you all the food that you need slowly to slowly repair all of this stuff so it slowly releases everything back in there. One of the reasons for the cayenne is to help the flow as well, but, you know, it is quite amazing how it works and how some people have told us things that it has worked for that aren't even heart-related, but they're circulation-related, so that makes it heart-related in my book, but...
Claire has noticed a difference. You know, she's been taking the liquid for quite some time, and she takes it very regularly, and she says she's really noticing the difference. And again, you're right. They're finally coming to acknowledge that arterial plaque is not the cause of heart disease. It is one of the symptoms, and you shouldn't just be going in there and ripping it off any more than you should rip the scabs off a cut that you've had on your hand, because you're just opening it up to further infection and damage. And, again, this rush to sell a product to cure a problem. I remember when they first came out and said, cholesterol is bad. And then they came out and they said, well, you know, some of the cholesterol is good. And they're just guessing. They're going back and forth. But it's all about selling more product. And, you know, they give you a medication and it causes a problem. They're not going to take you off the medication. They give you another medication to deal with the problem. That's why people, once they get on that prescription medication treadmill, they'll have 12, 15 bottles, in their cabinets. And it's become, again, because of the money power the pharmaceutical corporations have, they've got Congress in their pocket. Congress held hearings on the SSRIs, but they're not going to do anything because they don't want to risk campaign donations. The corporate media isn't going to cover the SSRI link because they don't want to risk losing those advertising dollars. We saw in Monsanto out in California during Prop 37 literally go to all the TV stations and say, if you don't support the No on 37 campaign, we will take our advertising elsewhere. And every one of those corporate TV stations said, oh, yes, we're opposed to 37. People don't need to know if there's GMO in their food. And it's a completely corrupted system. We have to take a break for commercials here. When we come back, we're going to finish up here with Don, get his website and all of this other stuff that you all need to know. And then we got some phone calls to take.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
America, welcome back to the show. We're talking with Don Wiskin from Extendivite. And during the break, I had an email come in here from one of our listeners who is suffering from COPD and emphysema. And apparently, they're also on some kind of steroids. They're dealing with heart palpitations. Now, I understand neither you nor I are doctors, although I played one once in a movie, and we cannot prescribe or anything like that, but where is Extendivite going to be able to help, if at all, in this situation?
Well, there was a guy in Toronto, and you can probably look him up. He's passed away now, but Ben Kerr, K-E-R-R. He was the king of cayenne, and he's the reason we don't smoke in public places and buildings nowadays. He had emphysema from three packs of cigarettes a day, and he started with the 90,000 and went up to the 180,000 heat unit cayenne slowly with his greens. And they wrote a book about him, Cayenne and Greens. And that cayenne helped him to overcome his emphysema. He was Toronto's number one busker. He was a little short man who used to speak at the... I met him at the Total Health shows in Toronto back in the early 2000s. And he would sing on the corner of Young and whatever in Toronto. But you can look him up on the internet. Ben Kerr, you'll find him. He was the king of cayenne, and he swears by that. But when he met me and saw all the ingredients in Extendivite, he joined that right into his regime. And every day he took that right up until he was no longer with us, and he died of very old age. But, you know, we have cayenne in our product to help with circulation, to help with breathing. But, you know, their information is out there. You can find it. And, you know, taking Extendivite is not going to hurt, but at the same time, look into what cayenne by itself can do, because that is a very important herb when it comes to what Ben Kerr did for himself.
Well, you know, earlier in the week when I was talking both about the SSRIs and the fact that sodium lauryl sulfate, which is a foaming agent, is actually in the ingredients in these medications that people are taking, and it's a known toxin. And I keep asking myself, what happened to that old principle from Hippocrates to, first of all, do no harm? And, you know, obviously, again, in the case of Extendivite, you're very much following along with that, because you cannot be harmed by any of these ingredients. And, you know, this is quite a contrast with all of these vaccines that are filled with these toxic adjuvants and so forth. And it just seems that ever since medical care went from being about medical care to making more money back during the Nixon administration, it has absolutely abandoned the idea that their part of their function is supposed to be caring for the public health. And it's why our medical care is so expensive, and yet the general health of Americans has been in a 30-year decline, and it seems to be accelerating ever since the advent of GMO foods and all of these other chemicals that are in our food products here. We're almost out of time on this segment, so one more time, you need to give everybody your website and anything else you want our listeners to hear.
It's heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. A lot of information there. You can also call us at 1-877-928-8822. And you can be very confident that we have done everything we can to make sure our product is at the highest standards that we can obtain. And safety and efficiency is there. And we are working with Health Canada to get our NPN number so that, you know, we can say we met all their monograms. I mean, to me, that's really a joke, because we've always put out a good product, but there are a lot of people that are putting out products that aren't as good. So this is why, you know, Health Canada is in there trying to do that. America's looking at it. We're doing everything we can to bring you the best and safest and purest product possible. And it comes in liquid or drops, which, you know, we're the only ones out there that do that.
Well, again, the point that I keep coming back to is, and the reason this person who sent the email about clinical trials, you don't need clinical trials for natural herbal remedies that have been in use for hundreds of years. There are no surprises in any of this stuff. The surprises are all in these brand new molecules coming out of the laboratories with very questionable clinical trials that just, you know, they go through the motions and say it's approved. The FDA says they trust the pharmaceutical companies, and they rush it out to market, and they just try and sell it as hard as they can, and they're making a lot of money, and Americans are getting sicker. And I really do think we Americans need to turn away from this medical industrial complex that is all about money and not about medical care. And we need to start taking care of ourselves. We need to take back control over our own healing. And we need to basically have the freedom and the independence to decide for ourselves where we want to go, and not let TV and government say, forget about all that other stuff. You will take this latest pill that we've concocted for you, and you will like it. Because, again, this revelation that medicines that are being prescribed by the doctors contain sodium lauryl sulfate, a known toxic compound that bioaccumulates, was a real eye-opener, even for somebody like me who's become very cynical about the orthodox medical establishment. So once again, that's heartdrop.com, and the phone number is 877-928-8822. And Don, we're at the bottom of the segment here. Thank you very much for spending time with us again today.
And thanks for all your help, and Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Happy holidays. We're going to take a break for commercials. We've got callers waiting on the line we will get to as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air, destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me five drowning polar bears, four dollar guests, three fell auto makers, two melting ice caps, and a fear mongering documentary.
America, welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones now. Alex in Texas. Aloha, Alex. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. I was just calling because I wanted to give you a little bit of my experience with the SSRIs. I've never taken them myself, but my mother was on SSRIs, and she's no longer with us because of them. 3 days before my mom had a stroke, she told us that the medicine she was taking was giving her hallucinations and she heard voices. And she called her doctor, and this was the part where I got involved, and I said, "Mom, can I speak to the doctor with you?" And you know, because my mom wasn't all there, she wasn't coherent. So what I asked the doctor was, you know, I'd really like to see where my mom gave consent for you to use this drug on her, and well. Long story short, my mom had an appointment on August 30th, 2010 to see her doctor. I was going to go with her. My mom passed away August 29th. That Sunday, she passed away at night in her room by herself. When I called, you know, the doctor, because he called to confirm the appointment, when I spoke to him, I told him I'd still be going down there because I'd still like to see where my mom, consented to, you know, taking these drugs. And I wanted to see if she was informed, because the last thing that she told us was that she had told her doctor that she felt like this, but the doctor said, you know, just come on in. We'll probably have to up the dosage when you come on in. And,
Yeah, this is messing you up, so let's give you more of it.
Exactly. So what ended up happening was I showed up to the doctor's office, and he immediately, his secretary came out and said, he's not here. And I knew he was there. I saw him go in. You know, I just wanted a heart-to-heart with the gentleman, you know. Long story short, Mike, every single time that I call to go over there and he sets up an appointment, I met with the sheriff's department.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Because I told him that I definitely would like to see where it's written that my mother gave him permission to give her that drug, specifically. Because he said that my mom had told me that he told her that it was a trial period drug and it was in clinical studies. And then later on, you know, I never heard from about it ever again. And my mom passed away, you know? So, and every single time that I try to get some kind of explanation, you know, and the cause of death was a stroke, you know, and my mom told us, she's like, I'm going to stop taking these things because they make me hear things and they make me see things. And I don't, you know, I'm a very sane woman. I've never had these things happen to me. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm taking this. And, you know, it's just exactly what you said. When we went and we found out what she was taking, my mom's medicine bag had 26 different medicine bottles in them.
Oh. My. And, you know, the problem is if you're going to more than one doctor and if you're going to more than one pharmacy, because a lot of clinics, they have a pharmacy in the lobby, so people will just stop and fill their prescriptions there. So nobody is checking for contraindications. Now, if you are on prescription medications, what you want to do is go to one of the large chain drug stores. Because most of them now have, they keep records of your prescription medication, and they do have automated systems where if you're prescribed something that conflicts, that is known to conflict with one of your other medications, they'll flag it.
Yeah, and, that's exactly what happened. The doctor had told my mother to go to a different pharmacy because the prescription was going to be filled for a cheaper price at a different pharmacy. Because my mom completely was like, no, I trust this pharmacy that I always go to. She had been going to it for something like 18 years. And, you know, she trusted the lady and everything. And we even knew her by name. You know, she would come to the house and she came to my mom's funeral. And so did the other gentleman where my mom was filling the new prescription out.
Listen, I hate to cut you off, but we're getting to the end of the show and I got a lot more calls to get to and a lot more news, but it's all about the money, and we're finding out more and more, you know, doctors are getting kickbacks. The Gardasil vaccine, it's a very expensive shot. The doctors are getting like $100 every time they stick that needle in your kid. We had that other story we ran the other day about this company that makes these implantable pacemakers. It's a $50,000 operation, and the doctors are getting like $1,500 every time they do it. It's just all about driving product to the end patient. And it's estimated that like 30% of medications and treatments are not needed at all. It's just being done to just, you know, crank the billing and get the money going. And it's just this huge predatory situation where the actual health and welfare of the patients is just not a factor anymore. Everybody's just making their bottom line. They've got to keep the stockholders happy, got to get that quarterly report back up. And it's just completely, completely out of control. Alex, I need to let you go. The phone lines are loading up. And before I take the next phone call, I do want to mention the other day I asked people to write in if they'd had a bad experience with SSRIs, and I got a ton of these things coming in. And in addition to those people that actually did commit suicide or acts of violence, there is apparently a huge population of people who were seriously messed up by the SSRIs, but they were able to stop and pull back before it ended in tragedy. And it's a huge, huge problem. We're going to go to Apostle in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing Mike, fine. What's going on?
Mike, I met you at the 9/11 conference, whatever, in New York City, whatever. It was a pleasure meeting you and Claire.
Well, thank you very much, and your voice does sound familiar.
Yes. You also explained my story in regards to what happened on 9/11 on your show, which I appreciated as well.
Okay.
But I just recently found out I'd had an auto accident in New Jersey, whatever. A FedEx truck had hit me. And being that it had taken 2.5 months before they actually gave me my money in regards to the totaled vehicle,
mm-hmm.
I had found out, I lodged a complaint with the Office of Insurance and Banking, which regulates both of those departments.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that Federal Express is privately insured, and they're not under federal and or state regulations.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, if corporations have private insurance, they're not necessarily being regulated unless that private insurance carrier is engaging in fraudulent business practices.
Right.
But we understand that, you know, insurance payouts can take a little while to happen. And we've seen these commercials on TV where people are saying, if you need your money now and you're waiting for a settlement, we'll loan you the money now. And, of course, it's at usurious rates. So, again, it's more vulture capitalism at work.
Right. But this is this is something that a lot of people do not know. And it blew my mind when I found out that they're not under state or federal regulations.
Well, you know, even if they were, I'm not sure that you'd necessarily get a better deal, because we're in a situation right now where the state and federal regulations are there to protect the banks and the banking system and not the American people. Look at all the regulations and regulators that just basically didn't do their job, whether it's SEC or Minerals Management Service or all these other institutions that are just looking the other way.
That's true. I mean, I agree with you on that 100%. Also, my son also has Asperger's syndrome, but you know what? I also took him off the SSRIs 9 months ago. After the incident,
I'll bet he hasn't committed any acts of violence since then.
Well, of course not. And I asked him the other day. I said, "Look, the school's going to be looking at you with a fine tooth comb." And I asked him, "Would you like to go back on medications?" And he straight out told me no.
No, they're horrible. They're horrible. I had one experience with them about more than 20 years ago, and I would never, ever touch those things again. They're absolutely horrible. And,
right.
You know, we had that caller, that veteran who called the other day, and she was saying, over in the war zones, they're just handing these things out like they're candy, you know, so that these kids can emotionally deal with the fact that this is not a moral, honorable, just war, that they're an invasion force and they're killing innocent people and stealing their lands from them. And these kids are having trouble dealing with it. And so they just hand out the SSRIs and hope that it'll get through. And if their brains get fried, you know, after they come back home, hey, that's just the cost of war.
Right. And they wonder why the suicide rate of people in the armed forces, whatever, is that high.
I agree. I absolutely agree that should be looked into. But we're, you know, obviously the pharmaceutical companies don't want this talked about. Congress looked at this. They held hearings. They're not going to do anything because they don't want to lose campaign donations. TV news will never look at it. They don't want to lose the advertising, and that basically is the state of the system as it is right now.
We're in a sad state there, Mike.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Mike, I appreciate it, and I want to thank you again for giving me the happy birthday on the chat room.
Yes, you got that. Happy birthday to you. We're going to let you go. We're running out of time. Switch over to Keith in New Mexico. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
I've got a financial question to ask you, and this is, I've called you before, you know my voice, and sometimes
yes.
I have stupid questions and sometimes some good ones. All right, I'm going to try to make it as fast as I can. I had borrowed $1,000 off my credit card to help a family member, which was a special deal at 4%, all right, so it would be $1,040 for 6 months, and they had paid me back within 3 weeks, so I went to the bank to pay them back $1,040, And they tell me I couldn't do that. They said what I could do is to put it towards my general credit card. And I said, well, I'd like to just pay that off, okay? And but still, that amount would be due August 1st at $1,040, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out why are they doing this, you know, because what I've done is I wrote them a check.
I'll explain what's going on here.
The money is still in the account. I will not spend it until August 1st. I will pay them back. But I don't understand why I can't pay them back, you know.
Because if you pay back early, they lose interest income. And more of these credit cards are basically coming out to the point and saying that if you pay it back too early, they will penalize you. They're looking for any excuse to run the interest rates up. We're seeing this, you know, they want you to pay that minimum payment or maybe a little bit over it. But if you try and basically pay off your entire credit card balance all at once, they see it as losing income from that investment. And, you know, they know that those numbers in the computer they're typing in are completely worthless. The only thing of value is you and your labor working to pay that interest payment. And the whole system is just so over-leveraged. The whole attitude is, yeah, we got to keep you on a payment program. We can't let you pay it off early. And we're now hearing where credit card companies, if you don't maintain a minimum balance, they charge you an extra service fee. Or if you don't maintain a balance at all on your credit card, they'll simply cancel it, and it goes on your credit report. I mean, they're just everything they can do to keep people in debt, paying interest, because that's the only thing holding the system up right now. They are that desperate to keep this pyramid system going.
Well, I will hold that money until August 1st, but I cut my credit card up. I owe them a couple thousand. I can't pay the whole thing off, but what I'm going to do, I cut my credit card up. I'm going to make extra payments on my card. But August 1st, that money that was paid back to me, that $1,040, I've hid in my account because when I write a check, I write it off, and I'm going to pay them back. But I thought that was weird that I couldn't just pay that back to them, you know?
Well, the rules are set up to basically maximize the return on everything you do on the credit card, and it is getting out of control. And again, credit card interest rates are getting absolutely usurious. And, you know, if you're late on a payment, they see it as a justification to raise the interest on the whole thing. It's very, very abusive of the American people. And again, it's part of the problem where ever since the Federal Reserve came into being, we have lost our freedom to live our lives without involving ourselves in a bank. Ever since the Federal Reserve Act went through, just having money in your hand, you're using money that is the proceed of a loan at interest. Before that, you had the freedom whether or not you wanted to put your money in the bank. You had the freedom whether or not you wanted to borrow money from the bank. We've lost those freedoms. Everything has to go through the bank. Now they're trying to basically say cash is something criminals and terrorists use. They want you to use those swipe cards for everything that you're doing. So the bank gets a little tiny piece of the action. Buy a newspaper, bank gets a piece of the action. Buy a cheeseburger, bank gets a piece of the action. They're trying so hard to get you to where your entire life has to go through that banking system so that you are dependent on that bank and its computers. Again, there's that word, dependence, dependence, dependence. Depend on Monsanto for food. Depend on the corporate media for everything that you know. Depend on the banks for all of your commerce. Depend on the government for, well, pretty much everything else. It's all enforced dependence because that's what keeps you under control. And we need to start moving away from that.
Well, do you okay? feel I'm right to just hold that money until August 1st and then pay them back? But
whatever's like going to work to basically resolve the debt, you know, rules they're setting up.
I cut my card up. I'm going to make extra payments. I don't owe them a great deal, but I could not pay it all at once. But they said, no, that would go towards the general fund. I said, no. But then they said, well, August 1st, that $1,040 is due.
Okay, well, I mean, just go ahead and do it. But anything, and this goes for everybody listening to this show, anything you can do to get out from under that credit card debt, you should be doing. It should be your top financial priority right now. And, of course, obviously, Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve, and Wall Street, their goal is to plunge you deeper into debt and never let you out. So that's the new civil war. It's economic. It's virtual. But that's the new civil war, you trying to get out of debt while the government and the bankers try and shove you further in. That's the battle lines.
Well, Michael, thank you so much, and I just feel frustrated. I know if I borrowed $1,000 off of you 3 weeks ago and went to pay you back, and you told me, no, pay me back in August, I think to myself, what are you, nuts, you know? So,
well,
thank you,
your
Michael.
First mistake is thinking I have $1,000 to loan anybody, but I appreciate the confidence here. And you're right. It doesn't make sense in a normal, moral, ethical world. But again, when you're dealing with the banks, all of the rules are set up to maximize their profitability. It doesn't have to make any sense beyond that. We got to take a break for some commercials. Thank you for the
Michael.
Call, Keith.
Have
we're going to
let
you go.
Christmas.
We're going to close the phone lines because I've got one more segment and I got a few more things I got to say to the people listening to the show. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled AIRFUSION systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
America, welcome back to the show. And apparently the United Nations Security Council has just approved a foreign military intervention force for Mali. So the conquest of Africa is underway here. Oh, my goodness. We're in World War III. That's the reality. We are into World War III. I am sure that future history books are going to look back and say, yeah, World War III was underway at this point. How's it going to end? I don't think the United States can win it. And somewhere along the way, it will go nuclear, and it's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 5 million sunblock. A lot of people still waiting for help in storm-battered communities after Storm Sandy. Now we're hearing Congress has actually slashed funding for the rebuilding of those areas. Merry Christmas! Press TV is reporting Americans are fed up with Israeli meddling in U.S. domestic affairs. That's certainly true. This relates, of course, to the Israel firsters screaming about Hagel's possible nomination as Secretary of Defense. And there they're screaming, Hagel is anti-Bagel. We can't have him there. We need somebody in charge of America's military who will do what Israel says. Even the Washington Post was attacking him. And it's just one more reminder, along with that U.S. veto of the Security Council resolution regarding Israel's building settlements in Palestine, that our government and our media really, truly have been subverted by a foreign power. I remember when I was a kid, we were always being told, beware of communist subversion, beware of red subversion. Turns out there was a problem. We were looking in the wrong direction. And again, I know how to fix the fiscal cliff. If Washington, D.C. wants to work for Tel Aviv, then let's let the Israeli taxpayers pay all these bills. And leave Americans alone. I think it's a good idea there. Apparently the Pope is under criticism again because he made this rather absurd comment that pedophilia wasn't considered an absolute evil as recently as the 1970s. And that child pornography is increasingly considered normal. This is from the Pope. It's Popeness. Westboro Baptist Church is trying to grab a little more headlines saying that Irish are knuckle-dragging, potato-eating perverts. Yes, dear. And perhaps not surprisingly, following up on that, the latest survey is showing that one out of every six people on planet Earth professes no religion. They're atheists. They don't believe in the imaginary playmate in the clouds and so forth and so on. All right, so we're running down here to the end of the show here, and presuming the Mayans are wrong, we will be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network at our same time, same location, telling you the facts that you need to know so that you can make informed choices about what's going on in the world. In the meantime, again, a reminder, the most important thing you can all do is to speak out about your concerns, whether it's about SSRIs, the Second Amendment, the economy, because the more you speak out, the more you give others around you the courage to speak out. And when all of America is speaking out, the government's lies cannot be heard. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay safe, stay well, hug your loved ones, support Republic Broadcasting. Aloha, America.